Rick asks, where does the authority come from to close businesses? This is exactly what I've been saying true citizens should be demanding from all officials who take action at every level. Cite the exact statutes and regulatory rules which allow your actions in each situation in which you've taken extraordinary action. Taking the wording of Governor Abbott's emergency order as evidence that state government does not have a clear legal right to issue a blanket order closing all restaurant dining facilities, Order Number 2 in Executive Order GA-08 reads, people shall avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, and food courts, or visiting gyms or massage parlors. Note, the order does not force closure of these places. It directly orders you as an individual not to eat inside or visit these places. It would be easier simply to order the closure of such from an enforcement standpoint, but that was not done, indicating a concern over the legality of such. It'll take true patriot courage to publicly press hard for government officials locally and elsewhere to attempt to force them to do what they should do to begin with. Cite on every extraordinary order the legal basis justifying it. Why will it take courage? Because most of your peers, friends, associates, and neighbors are living in fear and choose to place blind hope in politicians or any other perceived authority to save them. This is human nature. Many around you are prisoner to their fear and cannot recognize your efforts as one to ultimately protect them. Instead, they'll see you as a troublemaker or worse. By the way, that's how Washington and the Continental Army was seen by many in the 1770s, even in their own home cities and towns. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.